Merging with Shiva, lesson 230, Chakras and Nadis. There are seven great force centers of psychic nerve ganglia called chakras within the physical body, the astral body, and the body of the soul. Each chakra is a spinning vortex of mind power, a vast collective area of many, many different thought strata of odic and ectenic energy. When awareness flows through any one or more of these areas, certain functions happen, such as the function of memory, the function of reason, and the function of willpower. As the chakras spin, releasing energies into the body, these energies permeate the physical cells with life and vitality and radiate out through the force fields that surround the body. The forces are cloud-like or fog-like in consistency and reflect these energies in much the same way as a cloud reflects the rays of the sun. You have watched clouds in the sky at sunset. They appear to change color from white to pink to orange and then to darker shades. Of course, the clouds do not change. The light waves change. The clouds faithfully reflect the color of the light. In a similar way, the human aura is a reflection of the wavelength of energies generated in our mind by our emotions and from our body. The basic odic and ectenic energy of the aura itself does not change. It is these energies emanating from the chakras that change. The aura simply mirrors those energies as color vibrations. Within the aura are psychic nerve currents called nadis. It is through these nadis that you feel someone standing next to you without turning your head to look at him. Also, by standing next to a person 2 or 3 feet away, you can feel how he is feeling. Feelings are transferable, for feelings are vibrations which can be felt through the subtle nerve system. You feel them with these astral nadis that extend out from the body into and through the aura. Oftentimes you may identify with the feelings that you pick up from others and begin to feel that way yourself, while actually you are just picking up the vibration from someone near you. As we have learned through the clairvoyant vision, these feelings can be seen as colors in the astral atmosphere surrounding your acquaintance. As feelings are transferable, the colors within our aura are transferable too. We now know that our aura and the thoughts and feelings which give rise to it affects and influences those around us. In a sense, we rub off on one another. A positive example is the way in which the pure and healthy aura of the faithful and devoted Hindu wife enhances the aura of her husband. His mental state is generally more positive as a result, and his business prospers.